life. Sacred life. Life. The sacred life. Living a life. Living a life. The sacred. Sacred. What up? This your boy 20CO, second of Proto Wars, number one inspiration and motivation, urban streetwear brand.
And Anna Johnson, CEO of Sacred Life Coaching.
Welcome to the Sacred Life Podcast, episode
22,
where we will be discussing life, relationships, business, and of course,
how to live the sacred life.
Yes. We're back. Been a couple of weeks, but we're back.
Yeah, let's not even go there.
We're not going to go there? All right.
He's not going to go there.
Okay, she don't like it when I go there.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But life has been interesting. A lot of stuff going on, right?
Yeah.
Why'd you pause on that?
I mean, it's always a lot going on.
A lot has been going on. Mm-hmm. But we're here, baby. We're here.
Yeah.
How's your week been? Couple of weeks been?
Productive.
Productive?
Fruitful.
Fruitful. Been throwing rough. These past couple of weeks has been rough. She's not gonna say, but it's been a little rough. You know what I mean? We've been dealing with kids being sick here and there.
Oh yeah.
Kids staying out of school. It's like once one get better, the other ones, then another one. It's like it's been very interesting. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we won't complain. Your retreat went great.
Retreat was awesome.
It was awesome. Babe, this is the best one yet.
Number 7.
Sorry for those who missed it.
Yeah, you guys don't know what you missed out on.
Those who were sending the invitation and you didn't accept the call.
It's pretty amazing. It was pretty amazing.
What did we liken it to? It was like when...
The wedding banquet.
The wedding banquet. Yeah, I mean...
And it's going to be like the when the bridegroom comes.
Right.
It's going to be just like
so
that.
She opened up the invitation and... So many has so many excuses of why they couldn't come and why they couldn't do this and that. You know what I'm saying? But this was the best one. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
It was.
Yeah.
Is it me? Is it light? Look like it
didn't. No, you're fine.
Okay. So today's episode, did I ever tell what it was?
No.
Let's open it with prayer first.
Yeah.
You don't want me to take it?
You can.
I love when she prays. That's why I always ask her. She gets tired of me.
Pray then. Father Yahweh, we thank you and we praise you and we give you the glory, Father. Father, we just give this episode to you, Father, yes. As all episodes belong to you, Father. But Father, we give this episode to you. We pray that your word would spring forth. We pray for the listeners that they would have ears to hear and eyes to see your word spring forth in this episode, Father. We thank you that we can come before you in your beloved son's name. In the mighty name of Yeshua, we pray and we thank thee and we give thee the glory. Hallelujah.
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 Today's episode is titled, Weapons Are Forming.
Mm-hmm.
Weapons Are Forming. And of course, we got it from the scripture in Isaiah where it says, weapons may form, but they will not prosper.
That's right. And you want to give that? Do you have that verse?
Yeah, that is Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh, and the righteousness is from me, says Yah. All right, so it's Isaiah 54:17. Now, we have a tendency, I mean, everyone quotes that verse. You know what I'm saying? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. But we get to a point to where we see things happening and going on, and then we feel something has attacked us. And so we think that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
How do I put it? We think that weapon has formed. You know what I'm saying? When all of it is still a part of Yah's plan or what he has going on.
Hallelujah.
You know what I'm saying? So just because I did a meme that said, look like these weapons are forming. You know what I mean? They get pretty close to forming. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But we don't know what his plan is.
Right.
And just because something happens and things start going wrong don't mean that they'll form or we're being attacked by it or whatever.
Well, weapons do form and our Messiah, Yeshua Christ said himself that in this world you will have trouble and you will have trials and you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, mm-hmm. for I have overcome the world.
Right.
So he already warned that there would be weapons for me.
Yeah, they're going to.
But the victory is of Yah,
right.
Or of God. So the victory is of God. So when we see weapons forming, we should be more like, it should be like a battle cry instead mm-hmm. of like a freaked out Israelite cry in the wilderness.
It'd be a war cry.
Yeah, exactly. Of victory, a war cry of victory.
Right.
And
I like how you said, like the Israelites, like, oh, why have you put us out right. here to let us
the
die?
Israelites,
why you got us starving out here? What?
Right.
And we do that.
There were many weapons forming against them. And we see this happen to Israel time and time again in scripture. Mm-hmm. We even see weapons forming against our Savior. We even see it happening of his disciples. And yet we can see the disciples modeling their disciples.
Right.
So after Christ, you know, he dies and he rises again, then the disciples step up to be like, to walk in that spirit.
Right.
To walk in that spirit, and it is a victorious spirit.
It is.
And there cannot be any victory without warfare.
It's true.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we got to put aside of what we think the outcome should be or how we think this should have happened or should have went.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we can't see that whole puzzle piece.
Our weapon, the weapons formed against us when we are actually resting in Yahweh, and we say in our hearts, he's El Shaddai,
mm-hmm.
then the weapons are just an opportunity and a blessing.
Right.
All things do work for the good of those who serve him if our heart does not faint.
Mm.
If our heart does not faint. So we got to get that carnal man under control, because the carnal man looks with these eyes and he freaks out.
Right, right. But yeah. What about when their heart do faint and people start?
Then we fall into disobedience.
Hmm.
And we limit the power of Yah, the power of Yahweh working in our lives. We limit that when our heart faints.
Right.
You know, David shows time and time again what he does to like stir up his heart so it faints not.
Mm-hmm.
You see him in the Psalms where he's working it out, and we have to work it out too.
Right, right.
And the enemy wants us to see the weapon and freak out.
And man, yeah. And I'll say that's what 90% of people do. They freak
yeah.
out.
Yeah, we've been
and
there.
They
we've
lose it. Yeah, they lose we've it. And,
well,
oh,
you go,
yeah, why have you? Why is this
prime
happening?
Example,
this is not supposed
yeah,
to happen.
Prime example this morning I was reading in Exodus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Moses has been gone a while. Let me see, I'm going to find actually that scripture. It was Exodus. Exodus 32. Yeah, Exodus 32. Moses has been gone a while. So those of you, I'd encourage you to read Exodus 32. But, you know, Moses has been gone a while. And mm-hmm. the people go to Aaron and they're like, we don't know what happened to Moses. We need a God.
Oh, yeah.
So Aaron goes and he does his golden calf.
He don't even fight him. He don't even.
You know, and then
look,
he says.
Y'all bugging.
Yeah. And then he says, behold, this is the God that brought you out of Egypt. This little, I don't want to say little, but I don't know what size it was, but this golden calf.
I think it was pretty a nice size because they melted all kinds of earrings yeah. and all kinds of stuff.
But see, what happened was is that the people, you know, they freaked out. And don't get me wrong, they probably had a little bit of trauma, a little PTSD for those of you that are into that psychology stuff. I mean, they probably did have a little PTSD. They were, Moses was gone, the one who, you know, they saw talk to the Father. And
right.
And so they're wanting replacement. You cannot replace. They're needing this replacement.
Right, right.
And the point is why are you saying all this, Anna? The point is that when we freak out, we are led into disobedience.
Mm.
That's the thing. The greatest weapon is the confusion that we let the enemy, the confusion and the deception that we let the enemy do to us.
And is it
yeah.
that we are led into disobedience because we haven't surrendered all our faith and trust in him and mm-hmm. trusting in his plan or his what he got, trusting in what it is that he has for us? Or is it us trusting in ourselves and what we had? You know what I'm saying? What we, how we thought it should have been, how we figured it should have gone, and it don't go that way. So
yes, well, scripture says in all our ways to acknowledge him and he will direct our steps. Mm-hmm. So these people, we don't see here, like, where's Moses? They don't see them in, you know, going to Aaron and inquiring, you know, can you tell us where Moses right. is at? Can you? No, they just instantly went into the carnal man creates weapons.
I said they got impatient. They got impatient. What was I reading? I was reading something on impatience.
Yeah, they were impatient, but also they were a stiff-necked people mm-hmm. bent on rebellion. And their hearts and their minds just weren't fully receiving
right.
Their, you know, wow. the goodness of God. And so when we look at the weapons and we let those weapons freak us out,
yeah,
you got to get your carnal man under control. And hey,
also,
I'm working on it myself.
Also, it's just like when Caleb and them went to spy out the land.
Exactly.
And they saw how big the people were. They're like, yo, they're giants. They're this and that. So they let just them seeing those weapons, you know what I mean? Because that's how they looked at them as weapons. They let them seeing that put that fear in them and it messed up everything.
Right.
That was the consequence.
So, okay. So I guess what we're trying to tell you guys, and we're talking all around it, but what we're trying to tell you guys is that weapons are forming.
They're going to form. That's the major part of the verse.
And our heart posture should be, hallelujah, you are a victorious God.
Right.
Hallelujah. You know, we've had what appears to be, you know, Joseph had weapons forming against him. David had weapons forming against him. Israel as a nation had weapons forming against them.
Right.
And we can look, and he, and Christ himself had weapons forming against him. Mm-hmm. The disciples, the early disciples, the earlier followers of Messiah had weapons forming against them, but we have this history that tells us about Paul, who even though every, you know, you go into some cities and he was beat up, he was put into chains, he was put into prison,
yeah.
and he did not flinch
at all.
He did not flinch. So the thing is,
he knew the outcome. He knew the bottom line. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what happens, weapons are going to form. You're going to get beat down. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's that weapon forming.
So that's the deception.
But they will not prosper is not to our understanding of what prospering is. Mm-hmm. It's to what he knows the outcome of what prospering is for him, what he has
the
planned.
Full story.
You don't know what's next after what happens
yes.
to you.
Don't think that the book is over at chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 10. We don't know how many chapters right. this book has in it. So it may look like the enemy is prevailing. It may look like the weapons are so great, but you just don't know how and when, you know, when.
You don't know the rest of the story.
When the father is going, how he's going to do it.
Right.
How he's going to do it. Look at Joseph. His brothers formed a weapon. They were a weapon against him. And when you look at the outcome.
Yeah. I mean,
he
could have been like the whole while he was in jail. Like, man, this weapon prospered against me. I'm in jail. How? You know what I'm saying? It didn't. It formed.
Yes. So I guess what we want you guys to really understand is that there will be weapons formed against you. If you don't have any weapons formed against you, then you might want to ask whose team am I on?
Right.
Because everyone in scripture had weapons formed against them. They had trials and they had tribulations. We see Abraham had some issues. Isaac had some challenges. We see Moses had some serious challenges, even from, you know, birth. We meditate too much on the weapons and we don't meditate on the victory of our God. He is a victorious God.
We get too focused on the weapons.
Yes. Yes.
The weapons.
Yes. Too focused. Yeah. So, you know, just speaking about like our own personal life and the weapons that, you know, seem to be. You know.
Oh boy, we've had some weapons.
Some form, big guns.
You know what I mean? Yeah, well, we had some tanks come up.
Well, I guess. You know, but you know, now that I think about it, at the time.
Girl, no, we had some tanks pull up our front door.
Yeah, like at the time, I would think these weapons were so great, but right. now looking at them under the glory and the grace of God, they're nothing.
And see, and that's it. It's like now,
They're nothing.
Looking back at that, you know what I'm saying? But when you're in that situation, all you can see and think of is this weapon is for me. It's about to prosper. This weapon is for, but it's not. You know what I'm saying? Because, like
or
I said,
what am I
know
doing wrong? Or what am I doing wrong because this weapon is forming? Like we think that our rightness will actually prevent weapons from forming against us, but actually, our righteousness, meaning our the righteousness that is given to us by the Father, His righteousness, will actually cause warfare against us. Mm. Weapons should be forming against us if we are children of the Most High God.
Right.
And you know, and one of the things, like I was last night, I didn't tell you about this because I was outside praying because you know we had been through a lot of stuff this past couple of weeks.
And I passed out early last night too.
But I found myself praying, you know, the names of God. And I would encourage anybody that's listening, like write down the names of God because His name is His character. And one of the names are the attributes of God. And one of the attributes is that He is victorious. Hmm. And if He lives in you, then you, there's victory operating in your life.
Right,
He's not
right.
supposed to be outside of us. He's supposed to be inside of us.
That's right.
So yes, weapons are forming, but the greatest victory lives inside of you.
Yes.
And so, yes, it's all like, just like the 10 plagues. You know, sure, God could have done it in one plague. He could have done it in no plagues.
Yeah.
But they, He chose to do it this way. And wow, look at the glory.
Exactly.
Look at the glory.
He got all of it.
Yeah.
He got all of it. So yeah, that's it. Just don't focus on the weapons forming. You know what I'm saying?
Well, one, the first thing is don't be deceived. Yes, weapons are forming. Two, don't be freaked out. The victory lives inside of you if you are a true child of God.
Right.
And three, we got to leave them with, you know, like something to do. I mean, other than those two things.
I did leave them with something. Don't focus on the weapon forming.
That's not enough. Okay, listen. You know, a lot of times we get these don'ts, but here's a do. And the do is that when you see the weapons forming, do pray.
Don't freak out and run.
Okay. Yeah, well, you did another don't. Do pray. Do pray. Pray, but don't pray from a terrified place.
Yeah.
Pray from a place of confidence because you've seen God work time and time again in your life.
Sing that song, Victory is mine.
Yeah, that's what you want to do. Yeah.
There you go.
But, you know, pray His word and say, Father, the victory is yours.
Yeah.
The victory is yours. You are a victorious God. I trust and I've seen you work in my life time and time again. And speak the prayer out loud. The other thing is do praise Him. So, you know, last night as I was praising Him, I could see that I could experience the discouragement and the heaviness, the heavy yoke that life tries to impose upon us. The heavy yoke that this life here tries to impose upon us and our circumstances that tries to impose upon us. I felt it breaking off.
Right.
It literally just broke off. So praise is a mighty weapon. We see them doing it. Children of Israel.
The praise team goes before the warriors.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. The praise team are at the front of the line before the warriors. Yeah. You know, the people with the weapons.
When you have that intimacy with God, and you mature in Him, when you mature in Him and your relationship and your understanding with Him, you don't cry and get freaked out.
Right.
You pull an Elijah. You see things and you're bold.
Mm.
And you build an altar before all of God's enemies.
Right.
And you just have that boldness upon you. And that's what we can do but we have to first be fostering that relationship with God daily. We have to be in His word. We have to put away that carnal man. And that's a wrestling match every day. Every day. Every day your carnal man, he has his things. He says he's hungry. He says he wants comfort.
It's a constant
fight. He says he
fight.
wants, needs. He's very self-absorbed. So you have to continually check the carnal man and walk in the spirit and not by sight.
Walk in faith.
That's right. Walk in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Yeah. So, so those are the do's.
Not the don'ts. Okay.
Those are the do's. So we would encourage you to be encouraged.
Do the do's.
That's right. Do them. Pray daily. Read his word daily. Trust him. Obey him. And praise and prayer are mighty weapons.
Yeah.
And I think we think that they're just too easy.
Mm.
But boy, it's not easy always. And you know what? We think they're too easy and we think we have to do something. And that is pride.
That's doing enough right there. Just doing those.
Yeah,
no, I'm going to say doing enough, but you give them something.
But yeah, but yes, that, you know, it's more than enough.
Yeah.
Because where his glory is, where his presence is, the enemy will scatter.
Mm.
The power of our Father is so great. And, you know, we're in the light of his grace and we're just right there in a place of worship. No weapon formed against us can prosper because we're in his presence.
Exactly.
And the thing is if weapons are forming, don't freak out. He already knows about it. He already knows about the weapons. He already knows about the weapons.
Hallelujah.
Just like he knew, you know, what Israel was going to come up against when they were going to take the promised land.
He knew there's going to be boo-boo the fools and make a golden calf. Like,
well.
Yeah.
And I think every human goes through probably boo-boo the fool thing. Okay. Yeah. So every human goes, we're working out our salvation.
Yeah.
But listen, I'm all about helping people get the shortcuts, okay? Mm. You know, there are some things that we have to take the long road and then some things we require the long road. Yeah. If we can just, you know, I'm not saying that we can live a life of like shortcuts, but what I'm saying is that we don't have to be a stiff-necked people.
And like she says, she's all about helping people. Go check out her book, and she has a free e-course that she's giving right now.
Yeah.
Website. I was trying to think of which website to send it to.
SacredLifeCoaching.com.
SacredLifeCoaching.com. Scroll down and you'll see the book and the e-course.
That's right.
Okay.
That's
so it's a free e-course.
Hallelujah.
It's dope. You know what I'm saying? But you need the book in order to get the e-course.
They go together. Okay? The e-course and the book go together.
8 steps to overcoming all life's spiritual and what is it? 8 steps to overcoming all life.
8 steps to overcoming every life and spiritual challenge.
There you go. Every life and spiritual challenge. Yeah.
That's right. And matter of fact, one of the steps in the book, actually, I think it's step 7, is praise. Mm. It is worship. It is worship. And I was just thinking this morning about how I felt led to practice that step yesterday.
Last night, yeah.
And I'm refreshed. Nice. Like we literally, salvation is a work. We are working out our salvation and we will be refined. And of course, weapons will form. And,
and
those weapons sometimes are a part of our refinement, you know? And we don't have to understand it all, but we certainly have to trust him.
Yeah.
We definitely. Certainly have to trust him.
Definitely. So that's it.
All right.
That is it. And I'm going to close out with scripture, John 14:1. And you actually mentioned that's what brought it to my attention.
Hallelujah.
It says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in Elohim, believe in me also. And this is actually a song. The sparrow. What's the sparrow song?
Oh. His eyes on the sparrow.
Yeah, his eyes on the sparrow.
He watched.
It's like, let not your heart be troubled. These tender words I hear and resting on his goodness. Oh, I mean, it's a dope song, but that's, you know what I'm saying? Trust in him. So don't let your heart be troubled. We're surrendering it to him, okay?
That's right. And one of the ways to go ahead to like to support that scripture in a way, because you're like, okay, that's easy for you to say, Twink, let not your heart be troubled.
Oh, no, it ain't easy for me.
But what I'm saying is people hear that kind of information and they're like, oh, yeah, it's easy to say, but you don't understand my situation. Right. Okay. That's what people hear.
You know what I mean? They can't do that with me.
They can do it with you because that's what humans do.
I know,
but. Anyway, humans do what they want to do.
I got the backbite for them. I'm just saying.
Yeah, they do it though.
Yeah.
Part of that is it's just a narcissistic wound that thinks that your injury is worse than someone else's.
Exactly.
And listen, it's a human thing. So Matthew 16, 24 through 26, and this is the English Standard Version says, you know, it says, then Yeshua or Christ told his disciples, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. And so what our Messiah is telling us is that, you know, take up your cross. Whatever it is that you have to do for the sake of the kingdom,
right,
then do it. And that means that there are going to be weapons formed against you.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Those burdens.
That's okay. I mean, are you a follower of Christ? And I think there's a huge deception, and I know the enemy works on me, and I know he works on you, or to say, well, you shouldn't be going through this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Where he will try to get you to view God's blessings as a curse, meaning like, well, you shouldn't be going through this or creating this lie between you and the truth. Mm-hmm. You know? And we know that it could simply be God setting the stage for his glory.
Yes.
You know, like even the Israelites said, you know, Moses, just shut up. You're causing us problems. Like we're working twice as hard, you know? Right. But we got to delay being comfortable, and we have to be willing to wait on his promises.
Definitely.
And if you're not willing to wait on his promises, you're not worthy of them. And I don't say that in a judgment way. I say that in a way to encourage and exhort you to get your heart in the right place.
Get it right.
That's right. Hallelujah.
All right. Yeah. So thank you for tuning in to the Sacred Life Podcast. Today's episode. We ain't got no sponsor today, do we?
I guess not.
I guess not. So you're lost. You should have sponsored this. Okay. But follow us. Our website is www.sacredlifepodcast. There's so many websites I try to remember. www.thesacredlifepodcast.com. Instagram is The Sacred Life Podcast. Twitter, The Sacred Life PC. You can also follow our clothing brand, Sacred Apparel. We've got the Secret Society on today.
Yeah.
Miss Johnson. She didn't do us justice today, but it's all good. Follow us at sacredapparel.net. You follow us on Instagram at Sacred Apparel, Twitter at Sacred Apparel, and Facebook at Sacred Apparel. Miss Johnson, the Overcomer Coach, you can follow her on Instagram at Sacred Life Coaching, Facebook, Sacred Life Coaching LLC, Twitter, Sacred Coach Anna. And that are her. That's how those are hers.
Yeah, I'm also on Facebook, Overcomer Coach, right?
Oh, yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. She has a new one, the Overcomer Coach. Follow that one on Facebook because mm-hmm. that's more of your recent and keeping everything. That's so thank
fresh,
you for that.
Fresh sight.
So thanks for tuning in. And until next time, live by sacred. Peace.
Shalom. Sacred Life.